Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Gehringer moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball four. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salters moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Solter scores. Campbell moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Larry reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. Pitlock goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. White moves to third. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Feller covering. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Greenberg strikes out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Owen scores. There goes Rogel trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soltis bunts towards the mound. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges strikes out. 1 out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Feller is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Greenberg strikes out. 2 outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. 1 out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin strikes out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.